Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I'll start the show with the song. New you, you, you. That's a song that's being offered by Duane Hepner, founder of the New Presentation. And it connects you with the real universe. To get connected with the real universal guides and the for a real education and real guidance. I'll read a little bit of one of the new books that are available at let's see, lulu.com. This is new book 3 from the Adventure Is series. Let's see here. I'm not sure if it's working or not today. This is from the real far country. First is what has been termed as lust, where this attitude may include, where this attitude becomes a demanding and abusive thing of abnormal desire. Lust may include drugs, alcoholic drinks, tobacco, sex, working just for the sake of money only, or even foods which are eaten for their taste and not their nutritional content. It is not that these are labeled as bad, they merely apply to the lower senses when they become the entire lifestyle of the individual. It does not make sense that a person can have a life different from the one they have chosen. And so it is with what a person occupies themselves with. These things have a bearing on the individual aura around a person and put holes in the protection of them. So much of the time, it is not the fault of the individual wanting to live his life in a simple and natural manner, but because of the heavy marketing ploys that are all around people in the tech era. People are constantly bombarded with the phenomena of supposedly wanting strange desires. Once the person is hooked, then the mind they are carrying becomes programmed, and the unaware soul becomes lost in the worlds of desires for something they will always be chasing. The chief function of lust is to pull a person down to the common animal level and keep them there. The political and religious scene of today is a blatant demonstration of the lust for raw and abusive power. Those who have their intent into putting themselves above the awareness of those they can influence will come to find that their space god affiliates always have the upper hand, and when it comes time to take the fall, the god's influence always step aside and allow the ignorance of the power hungry to do themselves in. They know that the unaware soul will return in future lifetimes as their slave once again. This is how the gods of man control everything. Through the lust of influence, the longing for things that have no value obligates a person to fix their attention on that which is common to both man and brute. It is a principle of psychology that whatever the mind concentrates upon, that thing becomes a part of the individual. because most people are not aware of the is. They must put their attention somewhere. So it is usually on some good sounding goal or idea that leads a person right into the arms of the Kalam power with his influence. Second, along these lines is anger. This idea has been bred into society as a justifiable remedy that never works. Its action is to stir up strife, cause confusion, and scatter the mind so that it cannot concentrate on something more beneficial and wonderful, such as real love. Peace engenders hatred and turns people and groups into enemies, solely for the purpose of destruction and control over others. The existing systems use the sly tactics of anger in many disguising ways on the general public to get their support and agreement. If the politicians want something or to control an area and its people, they merely set up a false mask that looks good to their supporters, which in turn arouses their emotions, and then they have a justifiable cause to proceed. What is not mentioned is the fact that only the rulers in control reap the benefits. Their faithful supporters pay for everything else, especially the stress they have taken on, along with their own lives, many times their families. I've got to get on a bus today, so I guess I'll have to say, see you for now, and I'll end with the new song to test out for yourself before you go to sleep each night. New you. See ya.
Get all our bandit masks on, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and that.
Are we good?
Well, oh, are we good?
Oh, yeah.